Warp Zone.
The Empire strikes back with multiple laser attack, Decepticon infiltration, stealing information, tapping communications with Recordicons, target masses, sound wave stereo. I don't believe in a no-win scenario for an epic adventure, no retreat, no surrender. Cleaning up the city with Mayor Mike Hagar, clashing with the Foot Clan in the shadows of the streetlights, spotlights, bright lights. And if you've got a new pet, don't feed him after midnight. Cruising on our bicycles, we never say die. From the attic to the basement, uncovering the secrets with the power bracelet. Ryu and Ken style, kicking it on the 88 miles per hour, we at a time. Meanwhile, at Warp Zone.
Hello, and welcome to Meanwhile Warp Zone. We are back with our second part of our three-part series with Scott, Carrie, and Jen, and Amy.
So the next topic in our three-way tie was My Little Ponies, and I talked about this a little bit at the end of our last podcast as being... I guess I'm a brony. I don't know.
I like to refer to you as an equesticle.
A totes equesticle. That's what I am. But it's I don't know. I have played with My Little Ponies before the new season came out, before I had several little girl children, and it was actually paired pretty closely with my make Barbies have sex with each other memories.
Oh my.
And which I imagine all men have that experience, but I'm starting to think now nobody else does.
I don't recall having Barbie sex at the time.
Shut up. He's just, whatever.
Acting like a tough guy in front of his wife.
I know. What's that about? But that, like, I just remember my mom laughing at me because for whatever reason I was playing with My Little Ponies. I have no idea what I was doing with them. It was definitely not sexual.
Scott, I don't think that makes you a brony, though.
No, well, not even that, but now, as of right now, I know a shitload about him.
Well, that's okay. We'll see after this.
But it's endearing. I mean, as long as you're not one of those, like, creepy guys who do sexualize... Mm-hmm. The ponies, I think it's okay to...
There's people that sexualize them?
They are. There are, from what I understand.
Wait.
I'm not watching anything, but that's what I read on Wikipedia. This is what Wikipedia said. It's not... I'm not the guy.
This isn't on the My Little Pony website, you're saying?
You will not be able to find it on the Hasbro website. Oh. I'm sorry.
I mean, but have you guys seen the Brony documentary?
I have not. I read about it.
You haven't seen it?
No, it's got Q in it from Star Trek. But
is he a Brony?
He's a voice.
Yeah, he plays Discord.
Discord.
Gotcha.
Yes.
And he's super annoying. I'm sorry. I don't like Discord at all. I think he's kind of stupid. And
yeah.
Like, I know he tries, like, he's got this dual... You know, I'm a good guy now, but I'm still kind of bad. And
I'm still kind of bad.
Puts his little finger to his mouth, and he's like, whoopsie, you know, kind of stuff like that. But I don't think he's interesting at all, and he annoys me for the most part. But, I mean, I like that they're going in that direction where they have, like, a multidimensional character. And I know this is really in-depth, and wow. I sound real stupid, but...
You're going real deep with this plot line here, Scott.
But I don't like him. And I didn't like him on Star Trek when I watched it.
So are you a bigger fan of the modern My Little Pony then, Scott?
Yes.
Yes. Now, who's your pony then? Who's your favorite pony?
Oh, man, there's so many to choose from. I don't know. I guess, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
It's really hard for you.
It's really hard because I like.
You know, nothing bad's gonna happen based on who you pick.
I know. I'm really putting a lot of thought into
this. You'll disappoint so many ponies that you don't choose.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
So sad.
They're gonna write letters.
What about you guys? Who's your favorite pony?
Amy.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be from this season.
Okay. Well, I'll do mine from recent. Generation 4. I would have to say probably Oh, gosh. Now I can't think either.
It's tough. It's tough. Make choices.
They all have some good qualities, and
they
then
sure
some of them have, you know, they all have one quality that sticks out that I'm like, eh, you know. I can't help but keep going back to my one daughter's favorite, Rarity. And yeah. We were talking about this beforehand, and she's the epitome of a girl, but she's still down to earth, even though seems high maintenance.
It's totally high maintenance.
Yeah, totally high maintenance, but down to earth, still loves her friends, still is accessible as a pony. So
there you go. As all planets,
you know,
these,
like,
issues with.
Yeah, like. If she was a person, that would be who I would want to model myself after. You know, stylish and accessible. So
that's one quality I've always looked for.
Yeah.
And accessibility.
Accessibility.
Can I get to you to talk to you?
Yes.
That's good. Wonderful.
Yeah. Are you friendly enough that you will actually talk to me?
Mm-hmm. I got that.
So,
I got that a lot.
Check.
But well, you know, I do want to say I kind of thought about it. I keep going back to Rainbow Dash, but I don't know why exactly. And I know it's horrible that I'm saying a name of a pony.
That's probably who I'll go with as well, Scott. I've not really watched an entire episode myself, but I've seen lots of bits and pieces of other episodes, and that's who I will pick for my selection.
But I don't like.
I've argued with my daughters that Rainbow Dash is a girl because they both for some reason think that she's a boy.
Oh my!
Same thing with Applejack. I think the fact that they're not super girly and maybe they have a little bit of a tomboyish streak to them, my children think that they're boys and they get mad when they're told otherwise.
I think
they do get mad.
My daughters have also posed the question of whether Rainbow Dash was a girl or boy, but
I guess she's got that raspy kind of voice. Yep. Though too, that's probably what also.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I do want to point out that Rarity, is she the only one with one name?
Ooh. Fluttershy?
Fluttershy is like two words though.
Is that two words?
I think
it's one word, but it's kind of, I see what you're saying.
It's smushed together.
Yeah. It's smushed two words. Like,
but it's still like two words, you know, Rainbow Dash.
You might be right there, at least with the main ones that there are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the like the princesses don't count because they're like Princess Luna and Princess whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember. What are the other ones? But that's interesting. We should ask somebody. You guys should know the answers to these questions.
I'm running through the townspeople through my head. And town ponies, I should say. And
town ponies, any pony.
Yeah, like there's Mrs. Cake, and there's
Mrs.
Zipporah.
Cake.
Zipporah is one word.
Yeah,
I don't know who
she's
Zipporah is.
She's the
zebra.
Indigenous.
Oh.
Like.
So there's that.
Yeah, I hate her. I'm sorry. I really dislike that
Hate's
character.
A strong word, Scott.
I do. She rhymes.
That's a little racist.
She says.
You're racist.
Yeah.
I don't like those zonies. Those zebra ponies.
Yeah, the townspeople all hated her too, and look what happened to them.
Oh my.
Exiled her.
Yeah. So.
Friendship is not magic.
Friendship is not magic. Well, you know what? If it was whatever her name is saying that, she would have rhymed that word too, and it would have been awful. She's awful. But I don't know as far as like My Little Ponies and any generation, what was your guys' like first memories of them? Do you have anything?
I'll go first because mine will be very brief. I don't have a lot of memories of them as a child. I remember there being like a TV special one time, and I seen it. I don't remember. I don't even recall it barely, just the fact that I watched it, that's all I remember is that it was on and there was ponies. And then my little sister played with them a little bit, and that's pretty much the extent of it before the big boom with the popularity of the new show. I mean, I had not really gave a crap about it other than that.
I'm probably with Carrie on this one, and that's funny because I'm a chick, but I did have the figurines that Amy collects. I do not remember a show. I don't think I even knew there was a show until we were doing this podcast, and I was doing some research. No surprise, Jen grew up in a bubble. But I did have the ponies, and I couldn't tell you which ones.
I just envision you as a child, since you said you didn't know the show or anything, somebody getting, thank you for this nice little horse figurine.
Thank you for this horse. Well, yes, my BFF for
not Brit, very realistic, but very cute.
Yes, she loved horses, and I was like, well, I love horses, because Megan loves horses. And,
I'm going to need some of these ponies.
Exactly. I had these pink and purple ponies, and I combed their hair.
This is what we do.
This girls. Is what girls do.
Is there any girl toy that doesn't come with a hairbrush?
I don't think so.
If it's not a hairbrush, it's like a brush to pet their pets with. To brush
like
their pets with. Oh, this is Pet Shop Barbie, and she's
pet
got this brush
Barbie.
To pet her long-haired dog with.
Long-haired dog.
If not a brush, it comes with a diaper that it pisses in yeah. and you squeeze it.
Okay, you brought that up. This is making me... We were at Toys R Us just a couple days ago, and there is a doll that its big claim to fame is it farts in the bathtub.
What?
I'm not even kidding around. It's called, like, Bathe and Toot Barbie, or not Barbie. Bathe and Toot Baby, or something like that. I'm looking at this, and I'm like, this is just terrific.
Does it fart, or does it actually, like, just make bubbles in the water?
I'm guessing it probably does both.
What is the perp? I can't.
I feel like grossing out girls? I feel like it doesn't really, like, it plays more to the boys than
well,
the
yeah.
girls. Well, but I mean, they have the babies doing every bodily function you can possibly
That's
think
true.
Of. I mean, they pee in a diaper, I don't know, I'm assuming there's probably a doll that poops in some fashion, I don't.
Yeah,
actually, there's like a. Isn't there one where
food,
like.
And they feed them, and then it comes out in the diaper. I remember those from whenever I was little, and I've
yeah.
seen the girls had like could get them, and I've never gotten them because I'm not dealing with that.
Wasn't there one where, depending on. I think I remember my sister having one, and it's like if you put warm water through it, it was like a pee diaper, and if you put cold water, it was a poo diaper. Like, the diaper itself changed color based on the water temperature or something.
That could be.
That sounds.
Do remember seeing a brown and yellow diaper. I don't know. Maybe I had something to do with this. I don't
know. I hope
maybe
not.
You did.
I'll get to my earliest memory. I don't remember the show very well from whenever I was little. I definitely probably watched it because I had a ton of pony stuff. The one thing I do remember, and it is probably one of my earliest memories, and I'm guessing I was like 3 and a half maybe, for Christmas, my big present was the Pony Estates, and I was so excited. I mean, like, that
yes.
freaking out at this huge box. And I remember my parents saying every curse word under the sun while building it because it was such a pain in the ass.
Is that the mansion one?
It's like a mansion. It's like it's got four rooms, a big.
Is that the one that we've had at the store?
Yes.
Okay.
The big pool, the big gates. You know, it's called the Pony Estates, and I just remember how, like, excited I was and how I played with that thing for hours. But I know it took them at least 2 hours to get that thing together because it, and I'm pretty sure at one point they walked away and told me not to touch it because it was not together.
Don't you dare touch that.
Yeah. We had to take a coffee break.
Ruining it, what they had done.
Meanwhile, they step off and, like, pull a flask out and, like, toss yeah. back a couple.
Mommy and Daddy are going to go take some Quaaludes right now.
Now.
So it's okay, they're prescription.
Yeah. That was my earliest memory of ponies, and I had this one pony that I absolutely loved that I dressed in a costume. I don't remember which pony it was. It was a baby, and that's what I collect now, is the baby ponies. And it was a costume that you could put on your pony, and it made it look like a dinosaur. And that was amazing to me. A pony that looks like a dinosaur. Why not?
Why not?
Sounds awesome.
You know.
You wish you had a cutie mark.
Yes. You're so pissed about it.
Oh, that's a good thing. What would be your cutie mark?
Oh, my.
I think it would be a little, hand-drawn middle finger.
it would be crudely drawn, too, right? As if you tried to draw it on your own body. Yeah. You can't reach quite right.
Like, I traced my hand kind of thing,
We should encourage a new thing. I'm encouraging all bronies out there to get cutie marks tattooed on the side of your hip.
That would be the shit, and come to my fiancé while you're at it.
There you go. Yes.
I would love to see some cutie marks that Justin makes.
He would be so pissed. Don't do it.
One thing that I did notice, and I did eventually saw a picture of your soon-to-be husband, is his front neck tattoo is pretty pretty unique. Sure. I mean, God bless him.
Yeah, he's amazing. God,
yeah, wow. God, I
that's gotta hurt. That.
That's yeah. Seems like it would probably be the most of the painful.
I mean, I can tell you, but I'm gonna go out there and say yes.
You're gonna keep your throat.
I'm gonna
yourself.
Keep my throat clean. I would rather not look like I just walked out of jail.
I envision myself being the guy that, you know, jumps whenever they wipe him with the alcohol swab preparing for the tattoo. Oh my!
You're doing that. Oh.
It's just the stencil.
Yeah.
I better leave.
I think we're done here.
A tattoo.
Carrie, you need to get a tattoo. Oh, yeah. Would you get what kind of cutie mark would you have, Carrie?
What kind of cutie mark would I have? I think it would be something like a barbarian riding a unicorn eating a cheeseburger kind of thing.
Well, you know cutie marks aren't just
cheeseburger in one hand, severed head in the other. What?
Cutie marks aren't just a made up thing, it's what you're good at.
That sounds like something to be good at. I like to look like a badass on the back of a unicorn while eating a cheeseburger.
You're good at eating cheeseburgers?
I think so. I'm gonna go with that.
Okay, I like it.
Mine would probably be like some sort of skull with crafts around it, like
oh, that's
crafting or die.
Crafting or die. I didn't know that they had that kind of cutie marks with skulls.
Yeah, they do.
They have the middle finger one, too.
He's the punk rock cutie mark.
Yeah, take that.
All right, Jen.
Yeah, boom.
What's your cutie mark?
Mine is a Z for sleeping, because I am
sleeping.
Really good at that.
Oh, sleepy.
I like that.
You're the sleepy pony.
What?
You're the sleepy pony.
Yeah,
waking
this
you up.
Guy, or maybe a beer bottle, because I'm good at drinking as well.
Drinking and sleeping.
I like to drink and sleep. That's
is that pony sleeping? No, it's passed out. I like to know there's a distinction between those two things. Do you notice how the pony's got like a empty beer bottle surrounding it in the cutie mark? That's to show that it's passed out and not sleeping.
Everybody, all the ponies keep commenting on her breath. Oh, jeez.
Pony intervention.
That's literally pure moonshine. What are you drinking?
That's literally...
She's always coming up and nuzzling.
Oh, the nuzzle.
Why is she just nuzzling me all the time?
I mean, I didn't give her permission. This is unwarranted nuzzling.
You keep saying I'm so soft, but I don't understand.
Nuzzle.
Oh man, well, those are all good ones. I feel like Carrie's was pretty epic.
I like to think it's pretty accurate.
So that wraps up our second part of our three-part series on My Little Pony. The third part will be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Be sure to check it out. You can also check us out on Facebook and on our website, warpzoneonline.com. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
The Empire strikes back with multiple laser attack, Decepticon infiltration, stealing information, tapping communication with recorded cons, target masses, sound wave stereo. I don't believe in a no-win scenario for an epic adventure, no retreat, no surrender. Cleaning up the city with Mayor Mike Hagar, clashing with the Foot Clan in the shadows of the streetlights, spotlights, bright lights. And if you've got a new pet, don't feed him after midnight. Cruising on our bicycles, we never say die. From the attic to the basement, uncovering the secrets with the power bracelet. Ryu and Ken style, kicking it on the pavement, 88 miles per hour, we out of time. Meanwhile, at Warp Zone.